It's time for our next two contestants, Eric Mandelbaum and Rob Martinez, to come on down. That's right. Eric Mandelbaum, you are a philosophy professor.
Yeah.
And you once got in a fight with a monkey.
Just went for my bottle of Coke and my sunglasses and fought it off the monkey to keep the sunglasses, but lost the Coke.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was tough.
Where were you?
India. I think it happens to a lot of people there. I don't think it's all that special.
Oh, no, it's special. Rob Martinez, you work in digital marketing. Have you ever argued or fought with an animal?
Not to my remembrance. I get along swimmingly with all animals.
Eric, what is something that you own that you got an amazing deal on?
I guess all I want to do is shill for Bob Boylan. So I'll say his book. Is that too shilly? I don't know.
Very good. Rob, is there something that you got an amazing deal on that you'd like to share with us?
I got into a show I wanted to go to for free, and I got VIP tickets because it was like, what would you do for a Klondike? And these guys were running around naked, getting their bodies signed up and down this line. That's what they would do for a Klondike bar. So the guy said to me, if you read this poem with your pants down, we'll get you in for free. So I did that. And it was worth it.
What show did you get into?
It was a podcast.
Amazing.
It was this podcast. Yeah.
All right, we are playing a very excited game called The Price Was Right. So here's how it works. We're going to describe a fabulous piece of historical merchandise, and you each are going to guess how much the item cost to buy or build back then. Okay? And whoever comes closest to the historical price without going over gets the point. And we're going to go back and forth, so you don't need to buzz in. Here we go. It's a brand new car. It's the 1908 Model T Ford. This powerful vehicle will have you cruising at speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Comes in black, black, or black. Eric, what's your bid?
$100?
$100. 1908 Model T Ford, $100. Okay, Rob, what are you going to bid?
I'm going to go for $1,000.
$1,000. The actual price was $850. Guess what, Eric? You get the point on that one. Yeah. All right, we're going to start with you, Rob. It's a magnificent personal computer. It's the revolutionary 1984 Apple Macintosh. Ooh, you'll be blown away by its lightning-fast 128 kilobytes of RAM. What do you think, Rob? What do you want to bid on? How much do you bid?
$500.
$500, very good. How about you, Eric?
$501.
$501. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Some people like that a lot. Some people do not like it.
In 1984, that Apple Macintosh with 128 kilobytes of RAM cost $2,495. Yes. So, Eric, you get the point. It's the 1912 HMS Titanic. And guess what? We're also including 20 lifeboats, which you won't even need because it will never sink. How much did this boat cost to build? Eric.
$90,000.
$90,000. Interesting. Rob, what would you like to bid?
$90,001.
Rob, that was a good idea because it was $7.5 million is what it cost. Okay, couple more left. It's a fantastic mobile phone. It's 1984's Motorola Dynatac 8000X.
Yeah.
And it's only 14 inches long. Rob, how much do you bid?
I'm going to go with $599.
$599 for the Motorola Dynatac 8000X. Eric, what do you got?
$1,000.
$1,000? The answer is $3,995. You could talk to nobody else because nobody else was willing to pay that kind of money. But that's what it cost. All right, here's your last clue. It's a ticket to 1955's most beautiful new theme park. You're right. I'm talking about an adult entry to visit the brand new Disneyland in California. One ticket. How much does it cost? Eric.
$5.
$5. Interesting. How about you, Rob?
$6.
$6? That's right. You both bid over. The answer is $1. $1. Adjusted for inflation, that would be $8.89 now. Puzzaker, Archung, how did our contestants do?
They both did amazing. Congratulations to Eric. You're moving on to the Showcase Showdown at the end of the show.
Now to perform another song, let's bring back the winner of the Tiny Desk Contest, Galen Lee. Galen, can you tell us a little bit about the song you're about to perform?
The song is called Watch the World Unfold, and I wrote it about wanting to know what's going to happen next in life, but that rarely actually occurs. Pushing up through the dirt just like a seed, but you're never quite a flower. You feel more just like a weed. Driving through, driving through. You wanna know where you are going, but the windshield's always dirty, and you never get to see. What makes you think that you'll ever get there? What makes you think you deserve to know? Who are you really? Are you so important? Take a look around and watch the world unfold. Watch the world unfold. Watch the world unfold. Watch the world unfold. Pushing up to the dirt just like a seed, but you're never quite a flower. You feel more just like a weed. Thank you. Thank you so much.
One more time for Galen Lee.
Thank you.